Hello and welcome. Today we've got Melissa Redpill, and today we're going to be discussing how everything that's happening with Brazil and the X app, Elon Musk's X application, and also the five states who are suing Pfizer. And also we're going to be discussing the SAVE Act and what that means for United States citizens. Now, just before we begin, you can subscribe to my Instagram channel at nicholas.veniamin, where you can follow all my daily news reels. Melissa Redpill, thank you so much for joining me. How are you and what have you been up to?
Hey, I've missed you. I've missed getting to be with you. I'm so glad that we're together today. We've got lots heating up. And I'm telling you this, if you guys haven't been following this whole thing with X on in Brazil, it is fire. And it really lets us know what's coming. I think that they're really in a bad spot because Elon now owns all this data from years and they don't even know, you know, what he has, but they're afraid of that. So I want to show you guys what has happened in the past few days. You want to see?
Please show us. Absolutely.
Right.
Share your screen. How do we know Elon Musk has all this information?
Okay, so he purchased Twitter, right? And so they tried to get rid of a lot of the data, right? But they didn't have time to get rid of all that. It's such a huge, huge database, all the history since the beginning of Twitter. And so they've got all these private DMs, they've got direct messages, they've got everything that people have communicated on Twitter. And so he has access to all of that. So he has a lot of dirt on a lot of people.
So why would they sell it to him in the first place?
Isn't that outrageous? I know.
Sorry?
I agree. I think it's outrageous. I'm so really surprised that they didn't find a way, but I don't think that they could prevent it because it was, quote, a publicly traded company, right? We know that it was controlled by the CIA, but still it was a publicly traded company, and he paid, I think, $44 billion, some crazy amount of money. Crazy. So, you know, and he doesn't even care. The man doesn't care.
Well, he after what I heard regarding his children, who have been a victim of puberty blockers, and he's really pissed off with the deep state, so he's willing to lose money and destroy them.
And he's got billions of to spare. he's a three times a like three digit billionaire. I don't know how many billions. It's over 100 billion. So,
about 250 something billion.
Okay, so what's 44 billion is nothing. It's chump change for him.
Exactly. It's exactly that. He makes I love Trump, but he makes Trump, who's a billionaire, a brokey.
All right. And the other reason that they control that Elon has a lot of control over them is because of SpaceX. So he has all the satellites. He has access to send up these rockets and all that. Supposedly he's having to save these astronauts. All that going on. They really, really screwed up letting him get that powerful.
Oh, of course. And even with he just announced the other day, this morning or yesterday, that he is bringing out XTV, which could be a new YouTube thing, like a Netflix thing. Watch your favorite podcast.
Oh,
you know,
my
that
gosh.
Kind of thing.
Bring it so on. I'm so sick of YouTube, I could scream.
I mean, who knows if he buys YouTube eventually, and I don't know, but yeah. I can see him buying YouTube.
Oh, please. I hadn't even thought about that. Yes, that would be so awesome. I've been banned off of YouTube more times than I can tell. Oh, anyway, let's get started. I want you to see this. This is the guy down in Brazil who, Alexandre de Moraes, whatever, so he has no mores at all. He is, he basically banned X in Brazil. Now, you know, Brazil stole the election from Bolsonaro. And so Bolsonaro was, you know, the people were marching in the streets back in the day to try to make sure that Bolsonaro was elected. And they didn't care. They didn't care if they could march in the street all day long. They don't even care. So this guy said, just of his own volition, he just says, okay, we're banning X because, you know, he didn't want them saying anything bad about him. And they don't want the people, because no one's watching the news anymore. They're getting their news on X. And so he said, okay, then that's the end of that. And he banned VPNs. So the people were like already, and that was, I think the charge was going to be over $8,000 a day if they were using a VPN. Is that outrageous? So he's saying this evil tyrant is a disgrace to judges' robes. So really, I really recommend that you follow Elon because his posts lately are fire. As you're saying, Nicholas, he is so angry at what they have done to his family that he's fighting for himself and for all of us. Because if we don't have free speech, it's curtains anyway.
You know, Elon used to be very apolitical. He never really got involved in politics much,
Exactly.
and now he's very full on politics. He's gone all the way.
Right. And I wonder if he was a sleeper. I think if he was just sitting tight.
I think he always wanted to be political because obviously his views are you know, because of his views. But I think he was waiting for the right
I
moment
think so too.
to come out, I think, you know, in my opinion.
I'm thank God did he purchase X. Because again, they're in a really tough spot. Right now, they want to, probably ban Telegram, right? Because you know what they did with Pavel Durov. They're trying to get, I wouldn't be surprised if they took down Telegram. But the reason they might not is because, well, they know we'll go right over, we're on X also, and they can't take down X. So I think they're really caught between a rock and a hard place, the deep state. Is. So I want you to see this creep. And 146 deputies signed the impeachment request of this guy. So there's a lot of patriots in Brazil. So the thing that happened was Elon, when this guy did this, he says he's a justice, but he's not, whatever. Elon put this post out. This was on August 31st. What was that? Friday? Whatever day it was. He put this post out and said, "Hey, whoever's got basically dirt on this guy, go ahead and put it in this comment section." 51 million people have seen this. How outrageous. I mean, this is amazing. So you look here, how many posts? How many? 15,000 comments. So the guy finally said, "Uncle." He's like, he did not, he did not want any more of his dirty laundry spread throughout the world. So that's huge. This is, social media is very, very powerful. And Elon has so much power because he can share this and they can't stop him. It's amazing.
Yeah, he's got a lot of power. He's got a lot of money, and people respect him, I think. And he's extremely clever. You know, I
Oh,
think he's
isn't
a
he?
very he's a he's a he's a bit of a geek, and
Yeah.
that kind of personality where he's socially awkward but extremely intelligent, an
Right.
inventor, a creator. He's
Right.
great.
Right. Amazing. I'm so excited that we have him really helping to lead the charge. Because just here lately, he really has blown it out of the water. So he says, "I keep telling people that this guy, Alexandre, is the dictator of Brazil, not a judge. He just wears that costume. He has supreme executive, judicial, legislative power like a dictator, aka a dictator. The cloak he wears is to trick fools in the West into thinking he's a judge." So that's what happened. Okay, so Elon was, let me share this one first. He was posting this. He said, "Okay, just use a VPN," but they outlawed VPNs also. And so Elon was sharing all these different VPNs that people could use, but they're scared to death to do it because if they use this VPN and it's $8,000 a day, I mean, who can afford such a thing? Bankrupt
Yeah.
anybody. So yeah, so that this is what Elon suggested.
Wow, he is good. He's full
I know.
on.
I know. I love it. I love it. Yeah. So he knows how to play them. This guy's an idiot. He doesn't realize all the cards that Elon holds. And so this is what happened. I think this was today. Let me see if I can find. Okay. No, this one was they're saying Brazil will no longer fine anyone using a VPN to access X. Spread the word to everyone in Brazil. This just happened this morning. Here we are on September 3rd.
Wow.
Yeah, they no longer will they ban fine anyone for using this VPN. He cried uncle. He's like, okay, I just don't want any more of my dirt spread around the world. He felt the pressure worldwide to stop doing this. And they just want the people to listen to the mainstream media and not to get their information in a free market. in an alternative media on X. So yeah, and then they're going to be marching on the 7th, which is this Saturday, Brazil's Independence Day. People will march for freedom, protesting judicial overreach and defending free speech. So
amazing.
Yeah, this is their flag. So there you go. That's huge. Who knows what's going to happen with this Telegram? Just be prepared, everybody, that you have other ways to find Nicholas, find me. I'm over on freedomforce.live. You'll find all my social media is right here. And so I just can't look at all the different social media that we're on. I can't imagine them getting rid of all those. They'd have to take down all the internet.
And I just want to say to the viewers that if you're worried about the elections, which of course rightly we should be because we need Trump back, just think as well, like Elon Musk is going to be worried as well. He's going to want Trump in and he's going to be concerned. I just wonder what he's got up his sleeve, with his money and his power to save that, to save this country, the United States.
That's right. We've been fighting this battle since President Trump came down the escalator. But if you are familiar with what I do, you guys, for those of you who don't, I look at how this is biblical. These are my books on how this is, because on the board it said seven times that, or nine times that this is biblical. And these are the books that I've written about how, what that means, that this is literally the end times for these creeps ruling over us and all their evil that they've done, the trafficking and all that. So this is the sign of the Son of Man that appeared. This is like a Bethlehem star. And I've shown this to you guys many times, but if you haven't seen it, this was September 23rd, 2017, which was 7 years ago. And so here we are on the month. In 20 days, it's exactly 1 year since that sign. 7 years since that sign of the Son of Man. So this is no doubt we've gotten through the worst of this war, and this is basically just a matter of getting more people awake. So keep sharing all of our information. All right, so the next thing we were going to talk about is Kansas and Texas and Louisiana, Utah, and I think Mississippi are suing Pfizer. And I want you to hear what Naomi Wolf says, and also I posted something today about the Attorney General of Kansas saying that they're suing them because they knew they had data. We have the evidence that this was harming people, pregnant women, their unborn babies. This was there was clear evidence of all of this, and they did this anyway, and they didn't warn the people. And so this is, they didn't want that truth to come out, but there was a FOIA request, and we got that information. So I want you guys to check this out.
I haven't gone into detail about the headlines from the Pfizer documents, but I guess people can read the book for that, except to say that it is the greatest crime against humanity in recorded history, unfortunately. And the Pfizer papers do have a specific focus on destroying reproduction. So that's why I wanted to believe for the longest time that it wasn't a depopulation agenda, but ultimately the evidence persuaded me within the Pfizer documents that that's exactly what it is. They knew they were blocking women's ovaries with lipid nanoparticles. They knew the lipid nanoparticles traversed the placenta. They determined that the deaths of fetuses were due to maternal exposure, quote unquote, to the vaccine. They knew that vaccinated women who were nursing their babies were making the babies sick. Their charts, this is why I say Mengele science, they're just charts showing this many thousands of babies are vomiting, this many thousands of babies have edema, which is swollen flesh.
They knew this. This was all in the FOIA documents that were, FOIA is Freedom of Information Act, so that they got this information from the Pfizer documents. That's what she keeps talking about. They knew that this was happening, and they put out the jab anyway.
Many thousands of babies have convulsions. One baby died of multi-organ system failure from nursing vaccinated moms. And to this day, I'm sure in the Netherlands, all over Europe, all over the world, no one's telling vaccinated moms that they can risk their babies' lives nursing them. But Pfizer knew. Pfizer knew in one section of the Pfizer documents there's an over 80% spontaneous abortion or miscarriage rate. Pfizer knows there's something in the semen of vaccinated men that is possibly dangerous to women or fetuses because they warn vaccinated men not to have intercourse with childbearing age women, right. And if they do, to use two reliable forms of contraception. They knew that the injection doesn't stay in the injection site, but it travels all over the body within 48 hours, right. Accumulating in the adrenals, the spleen, the lymphatic system, the liver, crosses the blood-brain barrier, which causes a lot of the brain damage type reactions you're seeing, and accumulates in the ovaries. They knew that it was damaging the hearts of minors, and our lawyers' FOIA, meaning Freedom of Information Act, documents from the White House showing a scramble in April of 2021 to cover this up. But they just kept going that summer and into the next year, propagandizing parents to that.
All right, so I wanted you guys to see that the lawsuit is in process right now. So they because they have the clear evidence, and this has not been kicked out of court because the judge realizes that they have the evidence of this. So this is a huge moment in time. I think we had to get to this point in this battle. What I believe is the Battle of Armageddon, and the end of which is the end of this basically the beast, Antichrist, New World Order. And so this is a huge piece of it. Is the freedom piece, the exposure of how they are poisoning us, you know, all these things are happening. So I want you to see that. Now, the last thing I wanted to share is, let's see if this one was it. Okay, let me do this first. This is, okay, the SAVE Act. I was asking my people yesterday, I'm like, okay, what am I missing? Because it's against the law for non-citizens to vote. As everyone knows, they're bringing in all these people from all over the world to vote in our elections. But it's against the Constitution. It's against the law for a non-citizen to vote. And so Chip Roy explains why there's a loophole so that they can get away with this. So check this out.
In our election.
Oh, sorry. That's really loud. Okay. That was loud for you. It was loud for me.
It is by design. Democrats say, but Chip, it's not a problem. It's already against the law for non-citizens to vote in federal elections. That is technically true. But what they don't go on to tell you is that federal law has been interpreted by courts to restrict the ability of states to actually check the data and collect the information or to take the documentary proof of citizenship. That has been eliminated by the courts.
Wow.
So Arizona, for example, has two different systems. They have a system for state and local elections, and they have a system for federal elections because the federal courts have restricted their ability to check citizenship on federal elections. That should tell you the state of the law. So enter the SAVE Act. I drafted that bill in the spring alongside our good friends, Stephen Miller, our good friends, Hans von Spakovsky, Cleta Mitchell, other good friends of President Trump, and patriots across the country who have been fighting for election integrity for years. That bill would get rid of that problem. It would eliminate the barrier to states checking for the data, the documentary proof of citizenship, and it would go one step further, which is to require it. Now, why might we require it? I'm sure some of the posse are federalists at heart. They don't want the federal government telling states and localities what to do. Mm-hmm. The fact is the Constitution contemplates that Congress can say what the time, place, and manner is of our elections. We also deal with naturalization and immigration, so we have the power to do it. So we say when you've got jurisdictions in California and Oakland and San Francisco, you've got New York, you've got Washington, D.C., other jurisdictions that are actively recruiting, actively taking steps to register non-citizens. That is beyond debate. They are doing that. Now, they'll say, oh, that's just for state and local elections. Well, that's bad enough. But we should then step in, and that's what the SAVE Act does, and we require for all federal elections documentary proof of citizenship.
Okay, that makes sense to me now. Because I'm like, what am I missing? So they were basically, you know, they knew that it was against the law, but who's to be the wiser? Who would ever figure it out? Because they don't have to give documentary evidence about these people. They're like, oh, these are just people they're just voting in the state elections. And so what they're saying is if the SAVE Act passes, which it's already passed the House, if it passes, then any state has to prove that the people who voted were citizens. They have to prove they were citizens. Now, I wouldn't doubt that Kamala, whatever her name is going to try to come out and say, oh, well, we're going to just give a blanket amnesty to people. I just don't think that they can get that through. You know, they can't get it through the House. You know, they can't do it by fiat, by just an executive order. You know, the Supreme Court would strike that down. So I really appreciate these people trying to close up this loophole so that they can't get away with breaking the law, basically. They'll have to prove that these people are truly citizens. So they're really, again, this is another great thing. You know, sometimes I'm like, why is this taking 7 years? I just couldn't imagine it was going to take so long. Right, Nicholas? It's like,
yeah, I don't understand why it wasn't done when Trump first got in, you know, but, you know, in 2017, 16.
Well, he did an executive order, right? Yeah. He did the executive order, but that was not sufficient to really close
this. Congress and the House wouldn't accept it.
It's like so many, right, and it's like so many, like, the government, it was set up in such so many ways where there's just so many loopholes. And if you think of it like a sieve, you've got to patch all these holes, and it just takes this much time. And also, the bottom line is it's taken this much time to wake people up. There's one of the posts I was just sharing the other day that it says, you know, it's hard for the people who've been in the know, who've been in this thing for so, I mean, like 20 years, to wait and to be patient while the people wake up. Because they, you know, they have, even now, people are finally starting to wake up and realize, you know, this is communist trying to take over our country, or already taking our country. But they, you know, if they had not, if they weren't awake, that they would potentially, it could easily turn into a civil war. So yeah. Anyway, so that's it's taken a long, long time. So I appreciate him doing that. Now, it's actually Mike Based post, Mike Lee, at Based Mike Lee on his X account, says, hats off to Speaker Johnson for attaching the SAVE Act to the September spending bill. So if they want the money, they better pass this SAVE Act. So that's the only way that it would pass the Senate. So this is
explain that again about why it would pass.
Okay, so you've got it's got to pass the House, which it's already passed before. The SAVE Act already passed the House, the Congress back in spring sometime. So now we have a spending bill coming up. You know, it has to go now to the Senate. The okay. spending bill has to go to the Senate, and they're saying, okay, we'll attach the SAVE Act so that you have it all in one big bunch. And so you can't have this. You know, what would basically happen is that the senators, if they don't pass the SAVE Act, then they won't be able to get the spending bill passed either. They won't get the money. Does that answer the question?
It makes a lot of sense. Absolutely.
So that's how finally we're wisening up and learning how to play this game.
It's like this is a chess move.
Yes, and President Trump, of course, he's so amazing. He put this out there on Truth about a month ago, or maybe even more, saying, you know, we've got to get this SAVE Act passed through the House. Well, they know that the only way to play the game is not going to pass on its own. The only way it'll pass the Senate, because we don't control the Senate, is the only way it'll pass the Senate is if you attach it to the money. Because they want to pass. And then we're back to the same thing we're always at. If they don't want to pass this, number one, it shows that why do you people not want to have, you know, why do you want to have non-citizens vote? So that hurts them politically. And then number two, they won't be able to have the money. The government will shut down. It's like, hey, here we go. So that's going to be sometime this month. So we'll see.
So you reckon this is going to help stop the fraud of the election still?
If the SAVE Act is passed, then they have to prove that these people are citizens. Before, it was the law, but again, it's kind of like, I don't know, what is it? There may be a law that you can't, you know, underage drinking. Okay, but let's just be honest. There's just a lot of kids just don't, they break that law, and they figure they won't get caught.
Well, let's talk about the spending bill for September. So if they don't pass the SAVE Act, that means they don't get the spending bill for September. But can you explain what is that money used for? What do they want to do with that money? I want to hear their motive.
Okay, it's the budget. It's the budget money for the whole year. You know, of course, they always do this omnibus and all that, and it just kick the can. But they basically, our country, if we don't continually borrow more money from the Federal Reserve and get approval to print more money, our country goes bankrupt. I mean, that's the condition of the American economy. Right.
So they're like, well, let's pass the SAVE Act in respect so we can get the spending bill. But now they're probably thinking, well, we need to do something so Trump still doesn't win. What are we going to do?
Exactly. They're running out of options.
Yeah, but we're narrowing down their choices.
Exactly. It's like you said, that chess game. And checkmate. But yeah, so every few months, it's supposed to be they do a budget once a year. But we're in such a financial straits with our government, they'll completely be bankrupt if they don't file this, continually borrow more money and print more money.
And Speaker Johnson was the gentleman that went to see Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago for a meeting, wasn't it?
He's the one that replaced Kevin McCarthy, and we thought he was going to be so great, and he's been quite a disappointment, to be honest. But this is finally one thing that he's done that has been good. So, you know,
we'll see how it continues.
And it also makes you wonder, you know, how much of these things have been, chess moves in the things that he has done. I'll wait until this is all over. I'm very frustrated with Speaker Mike Johnson, to be honest, but who knows if maybe some of these things were done just as a part of this major chess game. So I want you to see that here. If you want to see Just the News has a piece on this where he's talking about Speaker Johnson is getting pressure from conservatives to attach the SAVE Act to upcoming continuing resolution. According to reports, the SAVE Act is legislation that requires individuals to show proof of American citizenship before casting their vote. It has been pushed by conservatives over the past few months. Democrats have pushed back, saying the illegal immigrants already can't vote. But if they won't vote if they won't agree to the SAVE Act, then that proves that the only reason they wouldn't is because they want illegals to vote, and that will hurt them. All right, so Johnson will have to get 218 votes for a continuing resolution, and there are Republicans who have already said they won't vote for another one. So a continuing resolution has to be passed by September 30th, or there will be at least a partial government shutdown. So we're coming to another impasse like we have seen so many times. So we'll see. We'll see how this all plays out.
Is a government shutdown going to happen? That's what I wonder.
Right.
Right?
Right. And are they going to stop the illegals from voting? It's Absolutely. Really, they're really, which everybody on both sides. And that's really what it has to get to, is they have to be both between a hot rock and a hard spot.
For sure. I think even if the Democrats fight against it, saying that illegal immigrants can't vote, I think that's something they can't use in a court of law, because there's a lot of evidence that they have been voting, including dead people. So that's what the media is telling us. But really, behind the scenes, they're in really, in the deep shit.
Right. Yep. So, they are.
Melissa, thank you very, very much for sharing.
Interesting ride.
Absolutely. And thank you very much for sharing everything with us today. It's very interesting. I really enjoyed this one. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to the viewers before we finish?
Let's just pray, as we always do. Yeah. This is our weapon. Thank you so much, Lord, that you've given us the weapon of prayer, because we know that this changes things when we pray together. Thank you for everyone on Nicholas's channel and on mine. Thank you for all these wonderful patriots who've been in here fighting for so, so long. I just pray you'd bless them. I pray you'd continue to strengthen them and guide them on everything that they should share, everything for them to research. Bless their families and just bring them together. Help everyone to wake up and come together in our country as well as all over the world. And we thank you, and we praise you that you have raised up these amazing people like Elon and like President Trump, so many wonderful people, so many wonderful influencers like Nicholas, who just work so hard every day to save our country. Thank you for Chip Roy and this SAVE Act. And Lord, we just trust your plan and know that you're going to guide us through this craziness until we see these beautiful days when we have health and wealth and peace restored, and the enemies will be gone. We're so looking forward to that day and to enjoy our hard-won gains, as you promise. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you very much, Melissa. We'll speak again very soon. You take care and God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.